日本語上手だね。
いやいや、まだまだだよ。
いや、日本人みたいに喋ってる。
そのことないよ。勉強中だよ。
でもすごいよ。
ぜひもっと教えてください。Welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that improves your conversational Japanese. And we also give you tips and tricks on how to sound more natural and fluent, as well as improving your listening skills. And of course, we talk about Japan, its amazing culture, people, cuisine, and a bunch of other topics as well. So, hello, Ami-sensei.
Hi.こんにちは、こんばんは。
こんにちは、おはようございます。
おはようございます。
こんばんは。元気？
はい、元気です。アレックさんは？
とっても元気ですね。まあ、今週はちょっと忙しかったけど、まあ、なんとか生きてます。
なんとか乗り切りましたか？
そうですね。
お疲れ様です。
ありがとうございます。と、アミ先生もいろいろお疲れ様です。
ありがとうございます。
So, Ami-sensei, let's just dive into today's topic. What are we talking about today?
So, today's topic is about how to receive compliments in Japanese. We'll teach you some useful phrases you can use to respond to people who say nice things to you. We'll also discuss Japanese attitudes towards compliments.Why they make them and what they really mean. Spoiler alert! The cultural mindset in Japan might be quite different from your own, so please pay attention. But the best way to learn these phrases is in context, so listen again to today's dialogue and see if you can understand it. 日本語上手だね。
いやいや、まだまだだよ。
いや、日本人みたいに喋ってる。
そのことないよ。勉強中だよ。
でもすごいよ。
ぜひもっと教えてください。Okay, Ami-sensei, shall we go through today's dialogue? What was the first sentence?
Okay, the first sentence was 日本語上手だね。
Okay, just a quick note here. Anyone who has traveled to Japan and stayed in Japan for any length of time...We'll almost definitely hear this sentence uttered by Japanese people. What does this mean?
All right. So, Nihongo is obviously Japanese, the Japanese language. And Jōzu means good. So, you're skilled at. And then, Dane, you are. Or and, aren't you?
Yeah. So, Dane is just a casual...sentence ending that just emphasizes the point that you make. So, ne means isn't it, don't you think? And da is just the short casual form of is, am, or are. So,、mm-hmm. you are skilled, aren't you? Or, in other words, oh, your Japanese is awesome.
Your Japanese is great.
And then I said,
yeah, yeah, まだまだだよ.
Very, very...
Japanese.
Very, very culturally Japanese sentence yes. there. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah is no, no. No, 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 no.
Right.
Like 10 million no's. And yeah. then, mada, mada, da yo. So, mada, mada, it literally means not yet, not yet.、Mm. But in this context, it means、no, not at all. Or not quite there yet.
Yeah, so yeah,、mm-hmm. mada, not yet, not yet.、
Mm-hmm.
And then da yo, there's that da again.、
Mm-hmm.
So it is not yet. And yo, again, is just another way to emphasize what you're saying. It, I really think this.
Yeah.、
So very useful. And then you said...
いや、日本人みたいに喋ってる。
Mm.
So another compliment. いや is like saying...Well, or no, no, like, hey.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds similar、mm-hmm. to ia, ia. But this is like, yeah, not really.
Yeah, it, It's like, yeah, it's again saying, yeah, saying no, no, or like, No, you are good.
Yeah, right.
And then I say, 日本人みたいに喋ってる。So, 日本人, Japanese person, みたいに, like, 喋ってる, speaking. So, no, you speak just like a Japanese person.
Yeah, so that's another compliment you'll often get, even if you're obviously not actually speaking like a Japanese person. But we'll go into that in more detail later. Yeah, 日本人みたいに喋ってる. Right, very good.And then I said,
そんなことないよ。勉強中だよ。 Humbly disagreeing again. そんなことないよ。勉強中だよ。 So, そんな is that. こと is fact. And then ない。ない means not or don't have. And then よ again is emphasizing the ない。そんなことないよ。It just means, no, that's not true, or no, I don't agree. And then, 勉強中だよ. So, 勉強 is study, and then 中 means that you're in the middle of something, or you're still doing something. So, 勉強中 means you're still studying, だよ. Again, I am, and then emphasis on the da.勉強中だよ. I'm still working on this.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, before I was like, wow, you speak just like a Japanese person. そんなことないよ. No, not at all. 勉強中だよ. I am but a mere student. You know, the implication is you're still no good because you're still studying. And then...
Then I said, でもすごいよ. でもすごいよ. でも but...すごい is great, awesome, amazing, and then yo, again, emphasis on すごい.
Right.
But no, you are great. It, you know, your Japanese is good. And then Alex said, ぜひもっと教えてください. So, ぜひ is a very polite way of saying please.
Yeah, like by all means.
Yes. And then...もっと more 教えて teach ください and again please so ください is always going to be after a verb so in this case 教えてください so please by all means teach me some more Japanese
so it's a bit of a battle isn't it between the person who really wants to give a compliment and then the other person's like no I'm really no good
which is
a very very kind of Japanese thing which we'll get into a bit later in the podcast but listen again to the dialogue and see if you understand a bit more see if you can pick up a bit more of the meaning but Ami sensei that is an excellent explanation
oh yeah とんでもございません。Oh my gosh, that was so funny. It just came out naturally.
Yeah, you actually did that. So there you go. But that was a real compliment and a real no, not at all. Right there in action, people. So, Ami-sensei, got an idea here. Let's think of some more compliments in Japanese. And then maybe you could teach us some new phrases.That you can use to respond to those compliments. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay, this.
Okay, great. So let's think of a compliment. How about you're good at cooking? How would you say that in Japanese?
料理がうまいね。料理がうまいね。
料理がうまいね。So 料理 food, うまい, like good at, right? And then ね。Aren't you? So, 料理がうまいね. And that ga is a particle that points to the subject of or the object of the sentence. And yeah, that's a great compliment. And then, can you think of another compliment?
Sure. How about おしゃれだね?
Oh, that's a good one. So, that means you're stylish?
Yes. Right?
Or you're...I like your outfit or, you know, you've got good fashion sense. You've got good fashion sense, something like that. And that's totally appropriate. It wouldn't offend anyone if you said that, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so I'll compliment you, Ami-sensei, and then maybe you can respond with some new phrases. Okay, here we go. So, Ami-sensei, yori ga umai ne.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. So we learned that one in the dialogue, right? So, yeah, yeah. So that's a really good one. So not mm-hmm. at all.
Or you could say, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so is that similar then?
Yeah, it's more polite though.
So both yeah, yeah and yeah, yeah are basically mm-hmm. saying no, not at all. But mm-hmm. yeah, yeah is more casual, right?
And then yeah, slightly yeah, more casual, yeah. Right. And then yeah, yeah is quite polite.
Okay. Oh, I like that one. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. No, not at all. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ami-sensei, oshare da ne.
Mm, so kana.
That's a good one. I like that. So kana.
That's kind of like really? Like
really? Nah. But is it?
But is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess it's another way to respond
mm-hmm.
Kind of humbly to a compliment. Okay, right. Let's go back to food again. So, Ami-sensei, rori ga umai ne.
Zenzen.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And it just means not at all.
Yeah, zenzen, not at all. So you use that usually in sentences like, zenzen oishiku nai. It is not delicious at all. Zenzen muzukashiku nai. It's not difficult at all. Or just simply zenzen, not at all. Right.
Right.
Okay, great. Ami-sensei, oshare da ne.
Tondemonai desu.
That's interesting.
So, yeah. So I said tondemo gozaimasen earlier.
Yes, like, right. That was very polite.
Naturally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is like the next level down in politeness. Mm. Tondemo nai desu.
Sure. Tondemo nai desu. So tondemo nai desu kind of means something like, correct me if I'm wrong, that's ridiculous.
I guess it means like ridiculous or I don't know. Like, I don't know how to like say like it's ridiculous not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but the overall meaning is like no, not at all, right? It's
yeah, like no, like you're telling lies.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah.
It's far from the truth. That's yeah. nonsense. Yeah,
that's nonsense. Yeah, I like that.
Right. Okay. So tondemonai desu. Tondemonai desu.
Like what are you saying? Like
yeah,
like,
right.
What?
Not no. Don't be silly.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That. Yeah. I think actually that's a good one. Oh, what are you saying? Don't be silly. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ami-sensei, rori ga umai.
Sonna koto nai kedo ureshii.
Oh, that's good. So we've already learnt some of that phrase, but not all of that phrase.
So we learned sonna koto nai, which meant that's not true. And here we have kedo after that's not true. So that's not true, but kedo ureshii. But I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that.
That's a good one. Sonna koto nai kedo ureshii. No, not at all, but I'm chuffed to hear that. Do you know what chuffed means, Ami?
No, I've never heard that.
It's British slang for I'm super happy to hear that, yeah.
Mm.
There you go. You're listening to London Dialect Pod. There you go.
what is it? LLP?
Learned London Pod, LLP, yeah. Well, actually, no, that's more just British slang. It's not just London, but I guess I have a London accent at times. Right, right. Okay, should we do one more? Let's do one more.
Sure.
Ami-sensei, oshare da ne.
Okagesama de.
That's a good one. What does that mean?
Yeah. So this one, you might have to be careful when to use it.
Right.
But okagesama means, well, thanks to you, or thanks to maybe a certain situation or events.
Mm.
So maybe, you know, maybe you'd say it to, if somebody said, oshareだね, you might say it back to them if maybe they were the ones that bought you the clothes, or
right,
you know, they helped you decide what clothes to wear, or
got it.
You know, some, maybe they're related in some way to your choice of clothes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so basically you're giving someone a compliment. For example, you're great at cooking, and then you say okagesama de. Well, that's because of you, because maybe they taught you how to cook, or they bought the ingredients, or the, I guess, again, just going back to the most obvious and the most commonly used one is Nihongo jōzu da ne. Your Japanese is great. Okagesama de. Well, you think my Japanese is great. It's only because I got the chance to practice with you, or you taught me, or you're my teacher. So okagesama de. So thanks to you, or thanks to the situation. That's a really good one. I like that. That's very deep Japanese phrase, right?
奥が深いです。
Ami-sensei, I've got a question for you, and this is maybe more difficult than it may appear, but
yes,
if someone gives you a compliment, and let's just do the simple one, Nihongo jōzu da ne, is it okay to say arigatou gozaimasu? Well, what do you think?
Not, I want to say mostly no.
That's really interesting. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just thinking of maybe the dear listener, you're probably thinking, why don't you just say thank you? What's wrong with you people? So that's really interesting, Ami-sensei. Why do you think in maybe most situations you couldn't just come up with a simple thank you? Why do Japanese people have to make it so complicated?
we're just, I don't know. I guess people, a lot of people are humble and...
Sure.
You know, we're just not used to...
Yeah, they're not used to getting compliments.
Getting compliments.
Yeah, right.
I guess because, you know, in the first place, like, people maybe wouldn't express their compliments as much as people do, like, say, in the West.
So when someone expresses a compliment in Japanese, they really mean it. It's not, or I should say, it's a big deal, I should say, right?
It is a big deal. Yeah. And, you know, and we can talk about this more later, but, you know, like in... if you go to a clothing store and, you know, you try on something, the employees or one of the employees would come up to you and be like, oh, you look so great in that, you know, in that kind of situation. Yeah, they're going to compliment you, right?
Sure.
Right. But in like daily life, you know, you wouldn't really say it to like a stranger.
Sure.
Or, you know, like when you compliment a friend, you usually mean it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a big deal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so in most cases, you don't say arigato. You just kind of refuse the compliment, but you act more humbly, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, Ami-sensei, this could be a good segue because... we're really talking about a certain cultural mindset towards giving and receiving compliments in Japan, right? So I was thinking about this and I came up with a couple of my own observations of Japanese culture related to giving and receiving compliments. And I want to bounce them off you and get your opinion.
Sure.
So... are these observations right? I really want to get the opinion of a real Japanese person. Or are these just misinterpretations from a foreigner who doesn't really understand Japanese culture very well? But
I doubt that, but...
let's...
but yeah, please.
Yeah. But let's... okay, so the first one is observation number one. And I've got three observations here. Observation number one is, in Japan, compliments are not just compliments. So my theory kind of goes like this, that compliments are more about showing respect to people and maintaining harmony and also building relationships. So for example, when I got off the plane for the very first time in Tokyo and I only managed to blurt out a very badly pronounced Yoroshiku onegaishimasu, the response in Japanese was Nihongo jōzu da ne. So my Japanese at that time was obviously rubbish. So I was thinking, why would someone say that? So I was thinking about this, and I think the real translation to Nihongo jōzu da ne is not so much your Japanese is amazing. It's more like, oh, that's really cool. You bothered to get on a plane, travel 6,000 miles in economy class to Tokyo, and then attempt to learn our language. You gave it a stab. Respect, my dude.
Or, yeah.
You know, the, you know, and
total respect.
And hey, maybe we can be friends. So now I'm exaggerating a bit here, but you get the point, right? It's to show that you respect the person and you're kind of, it's to show that you respect the person you're talking to maintain harmony and maybe build a relationship. What do you think?
I completely agree. I think it's also sort of a way to keep the conversation going and like a conversation starter, a great conversation starter as well.
A conversation starter and a conversation maintainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
なるほどね.
That's good. Yeah. Here's observation number two. And actually, maybe, dear listener, you've made this observation during this podcast, but always be humble. Your default mode should always be humble. That's it. On to point three. Just kidding. No, just to drill down a bit more into this. So in Japan, humility is a virtue. So showing off and bragging is perhaps the uncoolest thing you can do. You turn into that guy.
Yeah.
So if you brag, you stand out. And if you stand out, you disrupt group harmony. And in a society like Japan, where group harmony is highly regarded, I get the feeling that showing off comes off as just a bit selfish, immature, and maybe a bit socially inept, or maybe KY, perhaps, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I would say set your default to being humble. But don't listen to me. I'm an idiot. I know nothing about Japan.
そんなことないですよ.
Oh, and no false modesty. I mean, that would just make you sound like a jerk, right? So what do you think, Ami-sensei?
Yeah, you know, it. I mean, it's this point, I think, you know, is true in a lot of cultures, right?
Of course, it's not just Japan. Yeah.
Right. But I feel like, you know, but Japan or people in Japan are extra humble.
If in other cultures, humility is turned up to level six, maybe in Japan, it's turned up to an eight or a nine, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah,
even 10.
Or even 10.
It's quite high. Yes, I agree.
But you'll notice that today, dear listener, that all the phrases that Ami-sensei taught us about how to respond to compliments are all humble, right? I think that's the theme you may have noticed running through this whole podcast is humility. Be humble. I've been in situations before with friends like who are new to Japan and say, oh, Nihongo ga jōzu da ne. And they're like, so, ganbarimashita yo. Like, yeah, I really did my best. And everyone's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Because then when they respond like that, you're like, people are like, what do we say to that? You know?
Yeah. It just comes off as being really.
Yeah. Like you're kind of, you're kind of expected to be humble. So, you know, humble,
So maybe humility is kind of a cultural currency. always be humble. And being humble is cool. Okay, last observation, Amy-sensei, and this is deny, deny, deny. So in the last point, I said you've got to be humble. Well, how do you be humble in Japanese? So one way to do that is simply, as we've learned before from the dialogue, is just to refuse people's compliments outright. So, right. You know, your Japanese is amazing. No, not at all. Your cooking is great. Oh, don't be silly now. You're so intelligent. No, I'm an idiot.
That's so funny. Yeah, you can't go wrong. Yeah, you can't go wrong denying. And even if you say, no, I'm an idiot, like, you know, and that sounds really, you know, that sounds terrible, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think sometimes the level to which Japanese people take their humility can sometimes feel a bit weird to Westerners. It's like, I'd never call myself an idiot in front of people. Not that Japanese people do that all the time, but...
Yeah, we don't mean it, obviously, you know, it's just a way of being humble.
And by the way, these observations are true, I don't know, 70% of the time. Remember, these are big generalizations. All Japanese people are not the same. We're talking in very broad brushstrokes here.
Right.
So I don't want to give a false impression of Japanese people. This is purely my own experience. These are just my opinions. So take this with a pinch of salt. You will always meet Japanese people who don't fit into these stereotypes or these generalizations. So beware of what we're talking about here, because it's not always true. But with that caveat out the way, there are certain general trends and ways of thinking that you will encounter on multiple occasions on your trips to Japan. And so for some Westerners, we're proud of our achievements. You know, it might not feel like we're bragging, you know, I did something great, you know, I'm really happy I got this new promotion, I worked really hard for it. In some situations in Japan, it does come off as being a bit selfish, or like you're bragging or you're showing off. So I would just kind of turn that dial down a little bit when you come to Japan, because you won't get invited back to those cocktail parties, my friends.
The karaoke parties.
You won't be invited to the next karaoke party, right? So, but again, you know, if you're just on a human level, if you're decent, you treat people with respect and you're polite, you can never go wrong in almost any country, right? This is also podcast number 432, talking about obvious stuff.
It's okay.
So Amy-sensei, I've been shooting my mouth off a bit too much. I want you to speak in your beautiful Japanese to us. So I thought we could have a little conversation in Japanese. Our dear listeners can practice their Japanese listening, and maybe we'll go off track. These are non-scripted conversations. These are purely in Japanese for you, dear listener, to practice your Japanese listening. So I thought we could switch to the topic of homeru koto, praising people. Ami-sensei, 最初の質問聞いていいですか？
はい。
はい。Ami-sensei は褒められると恥ずかしい？はい。嬉しい？
嬉しい。
やっぱり嬉しい。
Yeah. これは多分もう子供の時からですかね。多分そのお母さんがよく小さい時から褒めてくれてたので、
あ、いいね、
それに慣れて。でも、まあ、逆を言うと、まあ、悪く言うとそれに慣れちゃったから褒められない時とか、褒め、なんか逆に指摘されたり、なんか悪いことを言われるとすごく落ち込むというか
落ち込むね。
だから褒められることはすごく嬉しいです。
いいね、
で、
いいね、
なんか褒めて伸ばすとか、褒められて伸びるっていう言葉があるの知ってますか？
あ、どういう意味？
褒められて、伸びる。You improve. when you're complimented.
Got it. You improve when you're complimented. Oh, that's interesting.
だからそう、私はそっちのタイプの。
ああ、なるほどね。そう、やっぱりみんな違うよね。やっぱり褒められるともっと、
もっと頑張ろうとか、もっとあともっと自信がつくとか、なんかその頑張る理由ができるとか、自信がついて、このままもっとやっていこうって思います。
でも逆に人を叱るともっとやる気が出る。
人もいると思います。でもなんかこれを言うとなんか世界中のわかんないけどそうじゃないよっていう人もいるかもしれないけど、でもそういうそういう研究もあって、なんか例えばコーチ、スポーツのコーチとかが、その選手のことを褒めて伸ばすのと、なんかダメじゃんって言って叱って怒ってどうなるかみたいなので、やっぱり褒めた方が次もっと成績がいいとか、もっといい記録が出るとかっていう研究もあるぐらい、やっぱりいいんじゃないですか、褒めることは。
そうですね、いいか、アンミ先生にとってアメリカ人の方は日本人より人を褒めると思う？別に変わらない。
そのもっと多分やっぱりカジュアルに褒めるこっちの人は、
いる。
とか、だから多分日本では、お店の人とお客さんとか、さっき言ったみたいな、お店の人とお客さんとかの場合じゃなくて、普段の中で、褒められると、それは、なんて言うんだろう、大きなことというか。そう。
By the way, I forgot to tell you, dear listener, that 褒める means to praise, and 褒められる means to be praised. Should have said that at the beginning of this conversation. But anyway, sorry, back into 日本語モード。そうですね。僕はね、昔、褒められると恥ずかしかった。今は褒められると嬉しいけど、でも昔ね、若い時は、ギターを勉強し、今もギター勉強してるけど、でも若い時、初めの頃にギターを始めた時に演奏して、褒められると恥ずかしかった。
あら。
なんでかっていうと、多分ね、ちょっと自信がなくて、もうビギナー、自分がビギナーと思って、
なんで褒めてくるんだろうって。
なんで褒めてくれる、なんか本当に褒めてる。で、すごい、なんていう、ニューロイゼがあった？なんていう？
ノイローゼ？
ニューロイゼがあって、どうかなと思って。で、その話をギター先生にして、先生、いつもギターの演奏褒められるとすごい
恥ずかしい、
恥ずかしいと不安な感じがする、で先生がいや大丈夫ですよ、褒められるとありがとうございます、言うだけでいいよ。
面白い、
そうね、でとてもいいアドバイスだと思うね、なんか褒められると、ありがとうございます、
簡単ですね、
簡単にじゃあ、ありがとうございます。もちろんそれが英語。If someone praises you, just say thank you. That's it. そういう話だったね。
いいお話ですね。
いいお話ですね。とっても知恵のある話ですね。私のギター先生は本当に素敵な先生だったね。いろいろギターと人生のことを教えてくれたね。そう。一回ね、僕が練習してもなかなか上達しなかった時に、そのギターレッスンの途中で、じゃあちょっとギターを置いといて、ちょっと一緒に行こうよって、近くの スーパーに、スーパーに行って、スーパー、うん、美味しいオリーブを買って一緒にオリーブを食べた。
なんだその可愛い話は。
なんでかっていうと、うん、あのアレックスはすごい心配しすぎて、先生がちょっと一回忘れて楽しいことをやろう、ちょっと気分リフレッシュしよう。
気分転換。
気分転換、そう、気分転換しよう。そうそうそうそう。
なるほど。
ごめん、また話が脱線しましたけど。
全然素敵な話です。
あのいい思い出がいっぱいあるよ。
いいですね。
そう、うん、で亜美先生、はい、2つ目の質問聞いていいですか？
うん、もちろんです。
亜美先生がよく使ってる褒め言葉は何でしょう？あと典型的な褒め言葉は何？
やっぱりすごいねとか。
すごいね、 That's amazing、うん、すごいね。
そう、一番なんかこう簡単というか、まあ分かりやすい。あと尊敬するよ。
うん、あ、尊敬するよ。 Oh、うん、I really respect you.
Mad respect、
yeah. Mad respect dude.
Yo
Yo
あとはね、私にはできないとか。
あ、私にはできない。 I couldn't do something
yeah.
I couldn't do something as cool as that、right?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like, oh,、うん、those are really good. We should add those to the list.
And then, of course, やばいね。
あ、やばいね。Oh, that's a good one. やばいね。
やばいよとか、やばいね。
Oh, man, that's wicked. That's wicked cool.
That's sick とか。
That's sick, yeah.
そんな感じかな？
そんな感じ、いいね、いいね。うん、それもちょっと覚えとく。
覚えてください、ぜひ。
覚えてください、皆さん。うん、いいですね。じゃあそれでは、
はい、
Let's move to the last bit of the podcast, which is simply to say to everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned some useful phrases on how to compliment and also receive compliments from people. Please listen again to the dialogue and shadow the dialogue. So listen and repeat to improve your Japanese. We have an extra dialogue-only file that you can listen to that's on the podcast feed. So have a listen to that and practice as many times as you need so you can become more fluent and sound more natural. Just a couple of things to let you know. If you want to study...our online Japanese courses in a more structured course format, you can visit the Learn Japanese Pod Dojo, and that's dojo.learnjapanesepod.com. That's dojo.learnjapanesepod.com. Please visit. You can do our free self-introduction in Japanese course. And you can visit our main website at learnjapanesepod.com. That's learnjapanesepod.com. And on the front page of our website is a link to our Discord channel. So we have a Discord channel, which is a, if you have been living in a cave and you didn't know what it was, it's an amazing...
like me.
Like, yes, but you're doing your ninja meditation, so it's okay, Ami-sensei.
That's right.
every morning waking up at 5 a.m. and meditating inside the freezing cold waterfall.
Oh, I don't sleep. I just meditate all night.
Exactly. That's why you're so enlightened, Ami-sensei. So anyway, you can check our Discord channel. And Discord, if you didn't know, if you've been meditating like Ami under freezing waterfalls, is a really good messaging app and kind of conversation app that usually gamers use to communicate with each other. But we use it as a community hub for all the Learn Japanese Pod listeners and members of our online Japanese course. So come and hang out and say hello. Ami-sensei is occasionally around. I'm usually there on a daily basis talking to people. So come and say hello. It's always nice to meet people. And that's it. So if you have any questions, please send us an email at info@learnjapanesepod.com. That's info@learnjapanesepod.com. And maybe we shall answer your questions live on the podcast. Ami-sensei, いろいろ教えてありがとうございました。
はい。 いえいえ、とんでもないです。
See you next time, everyone. Bye.
またね。